Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Bob Bloom. He is a production veterinarian with AMVC Veterinary Services in Audubon, Iowa. Thank you for joining us, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, when I contacted you about doing an interview today, you kind of sent me this homespun disclaimer, and if you don't mind, I'd like to share it with our viewers. You said, Joe, to be transparent, I'm not the doctor within the practice that does a lot of PowerPoints and speaking at symposiums. I'm much more blue collar and spend as much time as I can in the barns teaching growers and reading the pigs. That sounds like a badge you wear with honor.
Yeah, I do. A passion for me is the animal behavior. Stockmanship is something I try and drive home with my growers, my producers, every day. And we can learn a lot just by spending time in the barns, observing the pigs, and may not be glamorous, but I think it's a responsibility I take seriously.
Is there a certain way of training your eyes? Like when you're looking at a group of pigs, they're pretty much all the same color and patterns and so forth, and you have all these moving animals around. I mean, how do you focus? How do you lock in on one or two particular pigs?
It's somewhat trained, or it's a skill you acquire over time. You focus on the big picture, then you focus down at the lower level. If I'm starting pigs in a wean to finish barn, for example, we may have 75 pigs in that pen or 100 pigs in that pen, and I say, let's identify the pig that's on the bubble, the pig that's at risk, maybe the ugly pig, if you will. You identify that one pig. Let's see if you and I are seeing the same pig. And so we may not have to focus on the 70 pigs in that pen, but we darn sure better focus on the 5.
And do you mark them?
I'm a big advocate. If he catches your attention, if something's not right, if it's that pig that lays down quickly when everybody else is milling about, if that pig catches your eye, don't try and look him well. And when I say that, don't look at him and say, oh, I think he's okay. If he catches your eye, he caught your eye for a reason. Hair coat, posture, motility, whatever. And I'm a big advocate. You've got to have a place for that pig to recover. And I use the analogy, it's sometimes that pig just needs a place where he can compete. And it's kind of like that PE class when you have that ninth grade boy who weighs 115 pounds, he's got braces, acne, plays clarinet in the band, and he's in PE class with the senior football boys, and they're going to play dodgeball. Well, he just can't compete. That kid's, he's at a real disadvantage. We've got to get them with contemporaries where they can compete. And so I'm a big advocate of pull pens, recovery pens, staging pigs to where they have a chance to succeed. If I have that pig that I pull, I tend to put him in a pen where he has maybe gruel pans, maybe additional mats. We oftentimes talk about, you know, these pigs need good feed, good water, and good environment. I add a fourth one that a mentor of mine, Dr. Jerry Geiger, says, those pigs also need good rest. If we've got that pig who's in a classroom with the senior football boys, they never get good rest. They're always getting picked on, bullied, whatever you want to call it. And so I think key to identifying a pull pen or I tend to use the word intensive care pen. Mm-hmm. We hope they graduate to the recovery pen. And if the recovery pen, hopefully they go back to the general population. But in that intensive care pen, they have the opportunity for good rest because our stocking density is less. We've got zone heating that maybe we don't have in the general population. We've got feeders that they can access easier, those type of things.
And is this intensive care pen in the same building, or do you isolate those animals?
Typically it's in the same building. It's pens that are set up oftentimes one end of the barn, maybe in the center of the barn, but a special needs area, an area that's not going to be drafty from next to a inlet curtain or those type of things.
And then once you've identified the disease, then the next course would be treatment with an antibiotic, for example.
Yeah, with today's regulatory industry, and I quite frankly think it's a good thing. We look at that individual pig care, that selective antibiotic based on the history, based on past diagnostics. If we're not getting ahead of the situation, obviously, you know, we provide further diagnostics or whatever. But trying to get that pig that we pull, stack the cards in his favor as best we can.